You have to slow down to hear audiobooks. Just like we are vulnerable to listening to authority without question, just like we are blind to indoctrination, unable to see fast enough that reality had been warped, we also have a problem of integration with knowledge and wisdom if our days are too busy, too stressful, too short. We won't be able to learn. Ensuring that we live at a proper pace is part of taking care of our mental and intellectual hygiene. Our mental health is important. We should never forget to take care of our minds. The pace you live at can prevent you from learning, so you have to live in balance and in balance with time. How do you know if you are out of balance? That is actually a very easy question to answer. When you feel like you need to go somewhere to think, it means you are out of balance and you need to reprioritize matters in your life. Thinking is critical to our well-being. Not being able to think or not being able to think clearly is a sign of trouble. Experiencing difficulty with thinking and having ideas means that we have to find a way to adjust our lifestyle. Our minds are too powerful to try to shut them off. We are all geniuses, extremely powerful thinkers with infinite imaginations. Past the point where we adjust to be able to enjoy storytelling, we also have to choose books that feed our soul, that make us laugh and wonder. Our minds need storytelling for enriching our imagination. A good book is always about some story being told. Finally, don't let yourself be tricked by the appearance of books or the simplicity and convenience of audiobooks. A paper book is a very desperate attempt and hope to share a deeply personal treasure. A novel is oftentimes a hidden way to say something that the author does not want to take personal responsibility for. If it is on paper, it is on paper because there was nothing else to put it on. What other way to transfer thought treasures is there? Paper is an improvement over storytellers that would memorize myths and then recite them back. I am sure there used to be professional readers that would come to a wealthy person's house and beautifully recite a book. But once we were able to record a book, an audiobook became even better than a paper book. An audiobook can transfer more emotion, and a book that is well read by the author is a treasure indeed. An audiobook will transfer more wisdom than the paper version. And do not forget about documentaries, videos, lectures, and speeches. The modern age has been able to greatly enrich the transfer of wisdom. I beg you to inherit it all, and I hope you do. The greatest and most enriching science, philosophy, adventure, and storytelling books have not been created to make money or fame. The greatest works are works created out of love for future generations. Personal note. Due to the way copyright laws work, there are many beautiful books in the public domain. If you were to challenge yourself to voice certain books in the most beautiful of ways, I am sure people from all around the world would love you for it. Some books that come to mind are Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, and of course, Hagakure by Yamamoto Tsunetomo. Also, keep in mind what a wonderful treasure recordings you made in your youth become as time flows. What great inheritance to the children of the future to hear their grand-grand-grand-grand-grandma reading Jack London, Leo Tolstoy, Herman Melville, H.G. Wells, Mark Twain, Mary Shelley, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And, you know, and this is just between you and me, you could spice up the slower, drier parts of said books. You know, mistakes happen. You could, for example, mix up Mary Shelley's Frankenstein with H.G. Wells' Time Machine and add a sprinkle or two of The Whale by Herman Melville and tie it all together with some sweet romantic story from your own wonderful life. I assure you with all my heart, it will only make your art of reading that much more fascinating and beautiful.